And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are in the hit hills.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
No pre-intro.
No, it's there.
What was the pre-intro?
It rolled. It's good. It's there.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right.
Outside the Box, Mike and Leon. Wednesday, August 24th, year of our Lord, 2011. Leon Oliver, Sweet Lou, Michael Biseglia.
Hey-o!
Check us out. You're an ass. You can check us out on Twitter at OTB Podcast and online at OTBpodcast.com, Facebook.com. Search for Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. We're here. We're live after the earthquake yesterday, the great quake of 2011.
Oh, my goodness. We survived the earthquake. My goodness.
Where were you? What were you doing during the great quake?
I was doing laundry. How about you?
Is that code for something?
No, I wasn't doing that. I was really doing laundry.
I was doing laundry. That's what I do every day between this time. I was here. I was working, as I always am, unfortunately. I was here.
I had already worked the morning shift, so I don't want to come off as a dipshit that wasn't working.
I was done. You always come off as that guy.
I don't. You do. That's what you come off with,
so
Leon.
We were here. We were on the air. It's the middle of the show. The show I do from 12 to noon. From 12 to 2. And the host is interviewing a guest, and all of a sudden I feel the ground start to rumble, Michael.
Usually, you'd think that was your stomach. You were hungry.
Yeah, and when the ground started to rumble and shake and tremble and all this stuff, it was a very unsettling feeling. I thought at first we were getting some work done to the building. I thought, man, one of those guys upstairs really fucked up. I thought the AC had blown up. I thought something had gone wrong.
Right.
And I don't know why, instinct-wise, I kind of like bent my knees and tried to like surf the waves a little bit.
Did you do it?
I did.
We need to YouTube you.
I did. So, and then everyone starts pouring down the hallway, and people are like, that's an earthquake. And of course, the phones at the station here just go berserk.
Of course.
Because apparently we had a 5.8 earthquake here in Central Virginia. You ever felt the earthquake before?
I did yesterday.
But before that?
No, I have not. Have you?
No. It was a very unpleasant feeling.
It wasn't that bad.
No, there is nothing worse than feeling the ground move under you.
It didn't move that much.
It did. Here in the station, I don't know.
Well, let me tell you this. Also, I was at home doing laundry.
Also,
this story is sexier than it sounds.
Yeah.
I was doing laundry, and I put it in, and I am known for this, and I get shit for this all the time from my fiance, and deservingly so. I pack the dryer with too much clothes. It is just overflowing with clothes because I don't do my laundry enough. So I really thought to myself, Leon, that all of a sudden I'm sitting there and the dryer starts shaking at unbelievable rates. It's moving around like crazy. I thought to myself that the dryer was going to go through the ceiling. I thought that I had done it and I had destroyed our dryer in my apartment.
To be fair, you also knew you have a very shitty dryer.
It was once your dryer.
It was
you
once
never
my,
used
my,
the washer or dryer,
dryer,
though.
Oh, I used it all the time.
No, you
it
never was, did. You were out of your girlfriend's.
It was one of the shittiest dryers I've ever used. But anyway, go on.
Anyway, the point was I thought it was going through. And yeah, I felt that it shook a little bit. I went upstairs to look at the water pump, and then the water pump was shaking.
It was an unpleasant feeling to feel the ground
move. Were you scared?
I wasn't scared. But I mean, it didn't feel right to feel something that should be not moving move under you.
What's wild to me about the whole thing is it wasn't just you and I in Charlottesville and the people in the city and outside in Louisa where the epicenter was, but you could feel this in New York City, up in Cleveland.
Canada.
Now, you might not know this, but if we're feeling it at time 158, what are the people in Cleveland feeling it?
I think they feel it at that exact moment as well, because I was actually... as
It's
I said,
not like on a 30-second
no,
delay?
I was doing the show, and I was on Twitter at the time during the show.
There was an earthquake. It was bizarre.
And I'm getting information and stuff, and literally, as soon as the ground started to shake, I started... Guys I follow in Washington, D.C., reporters, media people on Twitter, started to tweet, oh my God, is anyone else feeling that? What's going on? People in South Carolina that I follow that do college football down there started to tweet the same thing. And then I realized this is more than just a local problem. Whatever
this is a huge story.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, can you imagine being in Washington or New York City? I mean, given everything, we're coming up on 10 years, 9/11 and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's probably the first thing that popped into those people's minds. I imagine there's probably sheer chaos.
My good buddy Ross is in New York. He actually works at 30 Rock. And he said he felt it. He said that everybody in the building thought there was a bomb.
Yeah.
That was their thoughts.
It was an awful, awful feeling. But luckily, from what we understand, not a great deal of damage. There was some damage near the epicenter in Louisa. No loss of life, which is always a good thing. No really severe injuries, which is always a good thing. But certainly just unpleasant situation. Of course, every asshole from the West Coast is like, that wasn't an earthquake. My grandpa farts, and that's a 6.0. Hey, look, F you, California guy, all right? Well, how about we send a hurricane out there to you and let you deal with that, or a tornado, all right? Ooh, the ground wobbles under you every once in a while. So get out of here.
It was something new for us East Coasters. We all bonded together, Democrats, Republicans, heterosexuals, homosexuals, gays, lesbians, we all came together for the earthquake. I don't care if you're a boy that likes a boy, a boy that likes a girl, or a girl that likes a boy, we all came together for the earthquake.
You're not a smart man, are you?
Why am I not?
You said homosexuals, then you followed up with gays and lesbians.
I was giving examples.
Under the cloud of homosexuals.
I'm telling you the kind of homosexuals there are. I'm just giving more details.
You could either be gay or lesbian. There is no other kind of homosexual.
I'm just going a little more detail. Jeez, don't get on my ass for that. What's the problem? I just want to say, my point is, gay, lesbian, heterosexual, we all came together and we're against the earthquakes.
No, there you go. You know, the funniest picture was, I don't know if you've had a chance to see this picture.
The chairs.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Your boy posted that.
No, I don't have to bleep out his name.
You're going to have to tag him.
Tag him
in this shit.
There's a photo.
Oh, don't F8 that.
There's a photo going around online right now. If you haven't seen it, somebody thought they were funny. Of course, there were a lot of bad earthquake shit going on Twitter. Everyone thinks they're funny, and they're not. And people are posting this photo, and it's four plastic lawn chairs. One of them's knocked over, and in the caption is, "Oh, the DC earthquake damage in the great quake of 2011." You're so funny.
Yeah, your boy put it up there. You can block. You can.
Yeah, but you gotta be a. First of all, you made that. You're a douche. You retweeted that, you're a douche. Everyone thinks they're funny. Oh, all the jokes. Oh, Albert Hainsworth fell down.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, because he was in D.C. yesterday for a court thing. Oh, he fell down. Oh, that's the debt ceiling collapsing.
You know, it was the plate tectonics going nuts. I'm a big believer now in Pangea.
Pangea? Yeah.
Big Pangea guy. You know what was interesting about this, and you talked about it becoming a big national story, was I was through the earthquake, and I texted with some local people, see how people were doing and everything. And then all of a sudden, I started getting phone calls. Are you okay? Facebook messages. Are you alive? Are you around? I go, what the hell are they talking about? And then I put on the news. I went, holy shit, this is a national story.
Well, it's kind of.
And then they said the epicenter was Louisa.
It's kind of
27 miles from the studio.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a big deal when the ground shakes all the way from Canada to South Carolina,
But I've never been in an earthquake. My visions of an earthquake were like the ground opening up and there's fire burning. And I'm trying to say, oh my God, I'm going to die. I didn't know what it would be. I didn't know.
You envisioned the
apocalypse. I'm an idiot.
Pretty much.
I thought the ground would open up and there'd be some demon going, you must come in the ground. It's an earthquake. Then my dryer shook. That's what happened.
Isn't it a little freaky? We had an earthquake yesterday. We're about to get hit by a hurricane in the southeastern part of the state this weekend.
Say that again. I wasn't listening.
Of course not. Why would you? Isn't it a little freaky that we had an earthquake yesterday in the southeastern portion of the state that's going to get hit by a hurricane this weekend?
Well, it's an interesting point because you look at what happened with the tsunamis, right, in Japan. I mean, think about if we were to have the hurricane hit us at that same time with the loss of power, with what had gone on. I mean, that could have been bad.
Yeah, that could have been real.
We're lucky that the timing is off by a week to be truthful.
Yeah, by a few days here and there. But who knows? There's still aftershocks.
There were two. There was one I felt last night around 8 something.
There were 3 aftershocks.
Did you feel the other one? I think I was asleep for the other ones.
I forgot what time it was. I definitely felt the third one last night. I forgot what time it was. But yeah, I felt the other one around 8 something. And this got me thinking. We didn't talk about this in our pre-show meeting. But I kind of wanted to bring this up because we're talking about the earthquake. Where are some spots you don't want to be in when there's an earthquake? Because when the aftershock came yesterday around 8-something, I was just about to go to the men's room. I was here at the station. I was just about to go to the men's room.
Before we get there, Leon, this is Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Tell everybody where they can follow us. Also, go follow us on iTunes. And if you see us on iTunes, please rate our iTunes Outside the Box, because the more you rate it, The possibility that people might actually find us on there, and that might be good for our financial lives. So
that
please
would be nice. SIBOpodcast.com.
OTBpodcast.com. It's important we
say
check
this it
stuff.
Out on iTunes. I know, you not in the middle of a second.
Yeah, we'll rework the open. Let's put that in the open for tomorrow.
We'll figure it out.
I think taking a shit would be bad.
Yeah, I was just about to go to the men's room.
There had to have been somebody that was on the toilet and been like, oh, man, I shouldn't have had those nachos.
That guacamole is not sitting
well. I mean, really, I would love, if you're listening, comment on our Facebook page, where were you during the earthquake? Maybe you're taking a crap.
You know, I was listening to a radio station in D.C. this morning, and they had a person call in, and, you know, it's not funny because, you know, they have cancer, and that's never funny.
Right.
But they have cancer, and they were undergoing some sort of, like, IV treatment or whatever, and the guy's like, yeah, I'm undergoing, you know, I got this IV in me, and the ground starts shaking. It's an earthquake. He goes, and the bad thing about it is all the doctors and everyone, all the nurses, they were pretty much like, the hell with you, and they all started running and, like, going and diving and leaving and stuff.
Ugh.
Don't you have, like, some sort of oath to, like, protect the patient at that point?
I would say so, but I guess it's every man for themselves when it's the earth that takes over and it's nothing else.
I'm trying to think. You know where else I wouldn't want to be is one of those guys that is up on, like, the scaffolding, cleaning the windows on, like, the side of a building. You imagine how freaky that is?
Scary.
Imagine riding the subway, being on the metro, like in D.C., terrifying. And the ground's moving.
Underground is terrifying. On the toilet, bad. Subway's worse. Airplane, good.
No, I don't know. Airplane's great.
Airplane's like the one place you want to be.
I don't think the subway's worse than the toilet, Michael.
I'd rather be on a toilet.
That's much more potential for
embarrassment. Yeah, but you're in a subway. You're underground.
But you, like, when you're
telling me you'd rather be underground than on top of a toilet?
When you're visiting the throne, Michael, that's like the most vulnerable position that you are as a human being.
Are we talking mid-push? Or are we talking like...
We're talking just anywhere in that
post-wipe?
Process.
Post-wipe? What are we talking?
That's when a human being, I think, is at their most vulnerable.
Where are we in the process?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It's a huge difference.
The process has started. I'll leave it at that.
Are we like prairie dogging here? What's going on?
Prairie dogging. Yeah, you can say that we were prairie dogging. The doors to the plane have been opened, and the bombs are about to drop, all right?
Okay. That's I'd rather be are. There than a subway.
Because
I feel secure there.
The ground shakes, it knocks you off, the toilet falls on you. So there's a lot of potential for some nasty, rank stuff that can happen to you there.
I'd rather be on the throne than underground.
I'll take the subway. Where else I
What's the worst that happens? You get a little splashback.
That's disgusting.
That's true. I bet you there's somewhere... There's a human being in this country that had a little splashback during the hurricane.
Oh, of course.
During the earthquake that was dropping a deuce, and you know what? A little pop
that's
right back
the,
up.
That's disgusting.
It's true.
The other thing is, you know, there was someone getting it on somewhere in one of these cities. They got a little help. Pushed him over the top there, you know.
Pushed him over the top.
That was good there.
What do you
there.
Mean? Explain
someone
to me.
Someone got a little help from the vibrations there. Someone had a very happy...
Who's getting the help? The guy or the girl?
It could be either or.
Or the guy, or girl, because we said all opinions are welcome.
Somebody's
we'll slick to guy, girl here.
Somebody's girl was very happy yesterday, and she thinks it was
what,
old...
What made it better for
she
her?
Think it was, it was old doctor. Jeff. She thinks it was old Jeff putting in the extra time there, but all it was the ground, the vibrating.
So you're saying a guy gets a little push from an earthquake?
I think you could.
If you're
there's extra rocking and stuff going on. That's only gonna help.
Oh, honey, did you get that vibrating bed? I mean, I don't think that helps. I don't think that helps.
I don't know. It could be. I'm sure someone helped.
An earthquake is a turnoff to me. Earthquakes do not get me in the mood.
But the thing is, you're in the middle of this. You don't know what's going on. You just think, oh, wow, he kicked it into high gear there.
Now, you're telling me the girl wouldn't know. Women would know. Women, feel free to comment on this. If you're mid intercourse with your man.
There are some oblivious women out there.
Oh, right? Come on. You're telling me that a woman during an earthquake would think that was their other... Would think that was
if,
our,
if you're in the middle of
come
if
on.
You're in the middle
okay,
of this
okay,
and you don't
so
know what else
me,
is going on.
You're Joe Schmo and you're doing your thing and you're like, you know, he's good. Oh my God, he turned it into overdrive. It's a fucking earthquake,
they
Leon.
Don't know that. They're distracted. When you're going down that road, you're not paying attention to what's on the side of the road. You're driving the speed limit, Bubba. That's what you're doing.
Oh, I don't buy it. I mean, there's no way we'll ever find out, but I don't buy it.
There is a way that we'll find out. What's the day? August 20th.
Leon, do you realize that
24?
Was the first freaking earthquake at 113 years of that magnitude?
Did you realize?
This is never going to happen again. No, there is
a way that we can find out. Today is August 24th. 9 months from now, whenever that is, you're the math whiz. 9 months from now, we're going to see some babies.
Yeah, but they're going to be babies regardless.
No, you're going to see an upswing.
You can have a kid without earthquake push.
Without earthquake push, but here's the thing, Mike. People are freaking out. There's probably some people that thought the world was ending. They're going to die. I got 4 minutes to live. Let's go.
I bet you tried that one.
No, I couldn't. I was here yesterday taking phone calls from 95-year-old people that were wondering where their groceries were. it's one of those things.
It's funny because it's true. Yeah. Hello, I don't know what happened, and I'm trying to find out. My house is shaking. What did happen? Please help me, and I can't find my cat.
Can you tell me what time Geraldo comes on?
Please. Judge Judy.
That's all inside baseball for you there. But no, I think you will see an upswing in births.
I don't think you will.
You got to. People are freaking out. They think the world's going to end.
It was 20 seconds of the ground shaking. One, more people did not have sex. Two, the earth shaking did not help the man achieve intercourse and the woman orgasm. There you go. I said
we'll see
it.
About
I've crossed
that.
The line.
You've crossed the line. Speaking of crossing the line, you found this story today.
Yeah, this is crossing the line. LA, it's my home state of New Jersey. You can read the
details.
I was
segueing into the other one, but okay.
No, let's do this one. I like this one better.
Well, the New York Bears, independent league baseball.
By the way,
team.
I have video. After I graduated Syracuse, I went to the New York Bears game with my cousin Danny. And we went to the game because I wanted to do a piece, like TV sports story on minor league baseball. So I've been to New York Bears games.
Nice.
Let's go on with the story.
Nice, thanks.
I think I've been there.
The New York Bears are donating $2,000 to MAD, that's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, as a special farewell to one of their coaches, Jim Laritz. The Bears hope to draw awareness during the team's last Thirsty Thursday of the season. Although a big beer pong tournament will be hosted that night, the owners thought by hosting the event with all parties and attractions, it would support the important need of how people can have fun responsibly. Designated drivers, $20 includes admission to the game and the beer pong tournament. Winner will receive 50% of proceeds generated from the tournament registration. So basically, they're donating $2,000 to MAD. But they're having a beer pong tournament on the same night.
Yeah, the beer pong, if you are not familiar with the game.
If you're one of our 95-year-old listeners looking for the groceries.
Exactly. What's it called?
It's a beer pong. Also beer pong. Known as Beirut.
Yeah, basically, you get some red cups. You get your solo cups. You put them in a triangular shape. You have anywhere between 6 to 9 cups. You take a ping pong ball. You go on a ping pong table. You put your cups in a triangle on one end. Your cups in a triangle in another, and you loft the ball and shoot it like a basketball sort of into the cup. When you put it in the cup, the other team has to drink the alcohol in the cups, and you could get pretty drunk playing this game because you don't realize how much you've had.
Yeah, until it's
and,
over and done with.
Wow, that just happened.
Let's stay on course.
God.
So you can't really realize how much
you've had. What in the world was that?
You can't really realize how much you've had. You can't realize how much you've had until you've had too much of it. But, I mean, that's got to be a big conflict of interest there. I can't imagine that Mad's happy about taking a $2,000. I mean, we saw here locally, there was a restaurant that lost their liquor license for a week. They were going to donate the proceeds of their beverage sales to Mad after that. And Mad said, we're not going to take your punishment and take that.
This is not a bullshit story. I went to this establishment the other day, ordered a drink, didn't card me.
Well, you look older than 21.
I'm at the point of my life where I should be carded. If that just happened, look at me. I should be carded.
My favorite is I went to a place, I'm not going to name it, in Charlottesville the other day. I got a beer, and the girl goes, "You're over 21, right?" I go, "Yeah." what am I going to say? I just ordered a fucking beer.
It's your confidence.
No, I'm 17, lady.
Pulled one on you, slick.
Yeah, pulled one on you. Pulled the wool right over your eyes.
I don't know how you can expect to have beer. Who is the PR person that thought, you know what? I agreed. What they did for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, fantastic idea. But to then think it's an okay idea to have a beer pong tournament the same night, you got to look at your schedule and talk to your coordinators and figure out, This is not a good idea.
Well, Mike, it's one of those things where, you know, they're an independent baseball team. You know, they don't have to answer to a Major League Baseball team that's above them. They can do whatever they want to do. We've seen, you know, the St. Paul Saints do all sorts of crazy stuff. We've seen, there was a minor league team that did a casket race to determine who got a free funeral a couple years ago. The St. Paul Saints had the Love Boat Night a couple years ago when the Vikings had a whole sex boat scandal. Let's try English for a change. I mean, it's all zany, wacky stuff to get people to go out to these games, but that's a big conflict of interest. You think Matt takes the money?
No.
I don't think they will. So what do you do with the two grand?
They didn't take the money from the place here in the local establishment.
Yeah, what do you do with the $2,000 at that point?
You put it in Outside the Box Productions.
Maybe we can call the New York Bears and get them on and try to solicit some funding from them. Also, another story going on right now. This story just disturbs me. And not just because this woman looks like Muhammad Ali, but L.A. Sparks rookie John Tell Lavender, and I use the term woman lightly, who was number 5 pick in the 2011 WNBA draft, not that anyone knows or cares, allegedly kneed her boyfriend in the crotch.
In the balls.
So hard his groin was, quote, throbbing from the pain. Now, wouldn't that happen anyway? I don't understand.
You ever been hit in the balls?
Yes, everyone has. Baseballs, kicked, foot, everything.
For our ladies listening out there, explain what being hit in the balls even feels like. You lose your breath.
Yeah, it's like
it's a kind of pain that's undescribable.
It's a throbbing pain that is like 10 times worse than getting punched in the gut, and you lose your breath. You can't stand. It's a terrible experience. Awful. But anyway, according to court papers filed in the L.A. Superior Court, Lavender's ex, Adam Ashley, obtained a temporary restraining order against a 6'4" athlete. That's a big, quote unquote, woman.
Whoa.
Two weeks ago, claiming he's been, quote, in hiding ever since July 5th.
Can you blame him?
Where Lavender allegedly grabbed a knife and threatened to kill him. He goes on to say that she grabbed my head and slammed it into the wall. She grabbed my neck and was choking me. He claims it wasn't the first time she got violent with him, alleging she also tried to choke him during a fight in June. During the altercation, Ashley claims, while I was grabbing her hands, she kneed me in the groin area. My private area was throbbing from pain. Jantel has been ordered to stay at least 100 yards away from Ashley until the next court hearing. Now, I want to know how big this guy is, because
that woman could beat the shit out of you.
This woman's 6'4", and she's throwing this guy around, tossing him to the wall, kicking him in the balls, doing stuff. How big is this guy to where he can't defend himself against a woman? At the end of the day, it's still a woman. You're a man. No, you should be strong enough to at least get away from that situation.
You're wrong. That is not a woman. That's not a woman.
No. Looking at her, that certainly is not a woman.
She'd kill me.
She looks like...
I would not... If that woman was angry at me and was aggressive against me, I'd be dead.
You ever seen like those old footage of like the Eastern European like women in the Olympics that were taking like the testosterone? Like Sergey Gonchar?
Right.
This woman looks like one of those. I mean, she's like a beast. It's not even like a human. She doesn't look like a woman. I mean, but you're still a man. You have to be able to defend yourself.
I think that she is so unwomanlike that concept doesn't work.
And I'm not saying hit her, because under no circumstances do you ever hit a woman, even if this woman could beat you to a bloody pulp like this woman.
Well, if that kind of
woman's
coming after you, you have to defend yourself.
No, I mean, you got to like push her down and like get away or something. But this guy...
Hit her back.
No, I would not.
You would defend yourself.
I would defend her by grabbing her, trying to restrain her, or pushing her away so I could get behind something or get out of the building. But under no circumstances would I ever hit a woman, nor do I ever condone that, even though I use the term woman lightly here. But... This guy, can you imagine how embarrassing it is to be this guy? Mike, I'm not going to lie. If it was me, I would just rather her go ahead and stab me. Just kill me and get over
the embarrassing part.
Then have the embarrassment of knowing that I got my ass kicked by a woman and have it all over the news.
The embarrassing part is that he was dating her.
That's true.
That's the embarrassing part. I mean, that's... That's more embarrassing than it all.
Do you think
expect her to kick the crap out of him.
Do you think he is like an effeminate guy? Like, you know, he's kind of like one of those girly guys?
Yeah, no, probably.
And, you know, this is maybe this is like all a charade for her. Maybe, you know, this is just
to promote her career?
Maybe this is just her, you know, dating a guy that kind of is woman-like. Maybe it's just almost as good as going after a woman. Maybe she's starting to go down that path now. Maybe she got fed up. Maybe she didn't want to be with him anymore. She wanted to kick him to the curb. Maybe she wants a woman now.
I bet you she does. Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, we're talking about women's basketball players beating the crap out of men. We've talked about The earthquake, I'll tell you, Leon, and we can wrap it up with this, I'd rather be taking a crap than being a Subway.
What do you think Ron Artest would have done to her?
Met a world peace?
Yeah. I would pay to see that fight, actually.
I think he would have gone after her. That guy's a loose cannon, nut job, bald, and psychopath.
Who wins?
He does. It's Ron Artest. At the end of the day, that's Ron Artest.
He's mentally unstable.
He's a man. He's bigger. He'd beat her up.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. It's Ron Artest, Leon.
You know who would date this woman?
Who?
Our good buddy, the Renegade. He'd probably go out with her.
You know, we got to get our boy Adam on here. He would not date her.
I think he might.
He may be the old Adam.
It's changed.
The new Adam. Leon, a pleasure as always. Outside the Box, episode 27. It's good to know that we actually are back. This is our third straight episode. We're starting to get a little more consistency. We will get some guests. Please follow us on Twitter at OTB Podcast as our Twitter account. Of course, you can find us on Facebook at Outside the Box with Mike and Leon, and we will get some interviews. I'm looking forward to that. Go to iTunes as well. The click counter isn't there for iTunes, but it's very important that you rate us on iTunes. It makes a huge difference.
Certainly so. And also, make sure to check us out, as we said, on otbpodcast.com. And engage us. If you like the program, post that you're listening to it on your Facebook. Post that you're listening to it.
Please interact with us.
Spread the word.
Spread it like a disease.
Spread the word. Spread it like the clap. Yeah. Spread the word around. Get your friends to listen to you. You come
outside
across someone.
The box. Waste your boss. What is it?
Waste your boss's time and money.
That's a good slogan. That's got to be our slogan.
If you come across a friend and you think they might find it interesting, tell it to them. Let them check it out. Let them listen to it.
And we have merchandise on our website. That hasn't been touched since one of our fans here at the radio station has bought the only shirt. That's going to be my Christmas Hanukkah gift.
Inside baseball. For all they know, we could have sold 50 of them.
Okay, we've sold 100. Buy some more. They're going hot.
Out to the bus. Pittsburgh, you can go fuck yourself. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake. I said, shake, rattle and roll. I said, shake, rattle and roll. Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. You look so warm, but your heart is cold as ice. Food store. I can look at you, tell you don't.